Tonight, our learning is sponsored by Marian Bashis in memory of her father, Mordechai ben Eliezer, Zichrono Livracha, by Brenda Hanauer in memory of her brother, Shmuel Tzvi ben Nussan, Zichrono Livracha, by Sharon Kapitnikov and Joseph Grieb and family in memory of Sharon's mother, Liba Bas Yisrael, by Esther Devora, Zichrono Livracha, and by Sandra Lehrer in memory of her mother, Gittel Bas Zev Wolf, Zichrono Livracha. We finished yesterday saying that the best way to move candles on Shabbos, in theory, is to place a non-muktzah item on top of the tray as well, thereby rendering the tray a basas davar ha'azer ula davar ha'mutter. You have a muktzah item and a non-muktzah item on top of the tray. We noted that, ordinarily speaking, when you have something that is serving both a muktzah item and a non-muktzah item, a basas davar ha'azer ula davar ha'mutter, then it loses basar ladavar ha'azer status. It's no longer considered muktzah. You can move it, and then you'd be allowed to move the candles by way of the tray that is underneath. However, at the very end, we noted that there is a potential problem here, because in Simon Reish Ayin Tess, the Shulchan Aruch says there is one exception to this rule of basas ladavar ha'azer ula davar ha'mutter. There is one instance in which, even if you have a muktzah item and a non-muktzah item together on something else, it would still be usher to carry that supportive item on the bottom. And what is that one exception? A candle. Shulchan Aruch says as follows in Reish Ayin Tess of Gimel: the Taltel Ner Al Yedei Shenosna Lav Lechem B'Shabbos Aser. He says if you had a candle at the beginning of Shabbos and in the middle of Shabbos you put a piece of bread on it, going back to your question from yesterday, Lee, you put a piece of bread on it in the middle of Shabbos, absolutely Aser, you cannot carry that candle on Shabbos. It is muktzah. That's what we were saying yesterday. The bread needs to be there at the beginning of Shabbos. Now, what if it's there at the beginning of Shabbos? Even still, the Shulchan Aruch says as follows: V'im Nosan Lav Alecha Mi Ba'od Yom. If you had the bread there at the beginning of Shabbos, you put it there on Friday afternoon. There are some who say that in that circumstance you are allowed to carry it on Shabbos in accordance with the principles of basas ladavar azer ula davar ha'mutter that we discussed yesterday. However, he says, v'ein lismoch alav. There are those who allow carrying it on Shabbos, but you should not rely on those lenient opinions. One should be strict and not carry it on Shabbos. Why not? If we just said yesterday that a bus is a davar ha'azer ulu davar ha'mutter, okay? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat on Yod explains and elaborates. He says, "Dekiman de ha'menorah ikar asiyasa b'shvil hashal heves." Because when it comes to a candle, its main utility, the reason why it was built in the first place, is to serve the flame that's on top of it. Nasis tamid tafel. It is considered always batel to the muktzah item on top. Ubasis l'shal heves v'lo l'lechem u'shari dvarim achirim afshem chashuv m'yoser. Because the candle is made for a flame. A candle is not made to hold bread. That's not the purpose of a candle. You can get as creative as you want with stuffing food items on top of your candle. The reason why the candle was made is for the flame. Therefore, it will always be considered a basis to the flame itself, no matter what you add to it. And therefore, it will always be considered muktzah. So that will be a problem for the candle. Now, the big question is, will that apply to the tray as well? And here we have to get into a conceptual question about what exactly the Mishnah Berurah means when he says the candle is made for the flame. Most of the trays that we have that sit underneath a lechter, that sit underneath Shabbos candles, are made to hold those candles. They're not made to serve. They're not made to serve your guests at a table. In theory, you could put food on top of it, but they really are made for those candles. At the same time, in theory, could they be used for those alternate things? And perhaps they could. It's not, while it is made for the candle, it's not a candlestick where it's really, again, by nature of its craftsmanship, it's designed for holding a candle. A tray is a tray. This particular tray happens to be used for candles. Is that going to be in the same category as the candles themselves or not? Largely, this relates to somewhat ambiguous language in the Prima Gadim. It's an Eish Avraham, Eish Ayin Tess of Katan Yud. It's on this same simon that we're reading. The Prima Gadim says, "Emeniach al tas davar chashuv kema'achal u'chadoma u'chlemim chashuvim shari." If you take a tray and you put food on the tray in addition to the candles, then you're allowed to move it. Why? Velo dami l'menorah. It's not considered similar to candlesticks. She'ikara l'shal heves, that its main usage is for the flame itself, like we just saw in the Mishnah Berurah. Masha ein kein tas zeh. By contrast, this tray, lif'amim meniach alav dvarim achirim. Sometimes you will leave on it, you'll place on it other things. Now, again, the language is a little bit ambiguous. If you look at the beginning of the Prima Gadim, he's saying that the candle was made, again, the craftsmanship of the candle itself, its design, its shape, the whole purpose of it is to hold a candle. And you wouldn't say that by a tray. A tray, again, in theory, can be used for other things. At the end, the Prima Gadim says, you sometimes maybe use it for other things. Sometimes you maybe use this as your challah tray. You put challah on it and you pass it around the table. That simply doesn't obtain. It's not true for our trays that we use at the bottom of our Shabbos candles. So what is the halacha? Fortunately for us, the Tzitz Eliezer and other poskim, the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, the Tzitz Eliezer and Chelok Yud Beis Simen Lamed, the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa and Parakaf Alach Samach Gimel, they maintain that a tray, even if you happen to use the tray primarily or even exclusively for candles, that is always going to be more lenient than candlesticks, where again, the manufacturing itself, the craftsmanship itself, is designed for the flame. The Lashon of the Tzitzel Eliezer is as follows. Shani ner omenora, a candle is different. Shall be etzem tama umahusa hi asuya avur l'shamesh l'ha'ir. Because it's exactly what we've been saying all along. It's very craftsmanship. It's very manufacturing. Is for a flame. Umasha enkein tas. But however, when you're dealing with a tray, and here his language is clearer and more explicit than the Prima Gadim. Afilu kishemiyachtim oso b'derek klal l'hamid alav ha-menorah. Even when you choose to ordinarily use it to place beneath your candles. He says, but if you look at the tray itself in terms of how it's made, in theory, it has equal utility for anything else you may decide to use it for bread or anything else. Even though you decided to utilize it exclusively for your candles, because you can, in theory, use it for other things, therefore, it will be perfectly fine. So halacha lemaisa, that is it. While we have this particular stringency, this chumrah by candles, it would not apply to the tray as well. A tray would be subject to basal davar, asul davar, mutar. Very quickly. Don, yeah. Very quickly, yeah.
Talking about candle that's lit, because then you're shoving the cloud. Maybe there's another reason why you can't. I mean, if it's lit, then you have other.
I guess. We sometimes have a concern of shami yichabe. I'm not sure we say that in this instance. I'm not sure. Certainly, once it's out, you wouldn't have that problem. Otherwise, you would have a problem even once it's out. I'm not ordinarily moving candles when they're lit. It might just be a safety issue as well. But yeah, that could potentially be another concern. I'd have to look into that. Carl, very quickly. Correct. Right.
It's not me.
But in a chinami, it doesn't make a difference. Because it's not, again, it's a tray. A tray is a tray is a tray. Even though it's manufactured for that purpose so that people should use it that way, even though you choose to use it that way, the point of the Prima Gadim is it, in theory, has utility for other things as well, and therefore it's okay. Halacha l'maisa, what one should do, if you want to move candles on Shabbos, make sure that you put a non-muktzah item on the tray as well, with utility on Shabbos, as we said yesterday, and then it makes it a basal davar asur ulu davar amutar, and at that point you can move the tray and move the candles by virtue of moving the tray.